reading from James 1:2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. That was James 1:2.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. It's going to be a bit of a Testimony Tuesday on Wednesday. You know I love Testimony Tuesdays. Well, we had a Testimony Tuesday and now a Testimony Wednesday. And because my dear friend, board member, Bishop Jonathan Franklin, he called me the other day, Saturday, as I was at the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. And he said, I know this neat, godly couple. They're doing a unique work for God. And do you think? I said, Bishop, anything you suggest or will want to have happen, it's a shoe-in because I respect and appreciate the great work that Bishop Jonathan Franklin is doing through the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance, his work at the church, his unifying effort bringing so many pastors together. Oh, I could go on a whole program with you, Jonathan. In fact, we're going to have you back because you're working on a book, and I know we're going to do some other interviews with some friends that you have that are authors. But you called me up and you said you wanted to introduce me to this couple, and maybe by way of introduction, share what you saw in them and maybe also in their father as you unify people throughout the Springfield area.
Well, Mark, I have known this young couple for a very, very long time, every bit of 2 weeks.
Okay.
I met them, and this is Nathan and Ellie Everson. I met them at Nathan's father's funeral a little over a week ago. And Nathan was speaking during that service. And I was very impressed by his message, but also his bearing. And I had a chance to meet them personally after the service. And I found out then that they are missionaries and that they are on their way to Costa Rica to look at doing some work down there on an extended basis. And so anytime someone is carrying the message of the gospel around the world, I can't go with them, but I can go with them in another way. And so I invited them to come to our church and to speak and to share what they are planning to do so that we could then sow into their work. I do want to say that I knew his father for much longer, every bit of 4 months. I met him. Pastor Justin Everson is the late pastor of the Elm Street Christian Church here in Springfield. And he and I got to know each other. And I'm just sad that I didn't get to know him longer. God developed a good fellowship between us. And he came into the Springfield Ministerial Alliance. He got to attend one meeting. Found out not long after that he was suffering from the condition that ultimately God used to take him home. But I was so impressed by his heart. And then when I heard his son and, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I said, God has just taken up where Pastor Justin left off and continuing with his son. And I want to be a part of that. And so they're on their way to Costa Rica. I wanted them to come. I wanted your listening audience, our listening audience, to hear from them and give them an opportunity to join with us in sowing into the work that is going to be done down there in Costa Rica through Justin and Ellie and those that they know.
And Nathan and Ellie, I'm going to have you on in just a second. But Bishop Franklin, it was interesting because you exhorted me as one of our board members. You said, you know, Mark, anytime we can help promote or advance God's kingdom work throughout the world, he's going to bless the ministry or bless us. Maybe just talk a little more about that, because I think there might be some donors today that'll get involved because they can't go to Costa Rica or parts of the world, but they can share in the blessing. And how do you see the ministry being blessed because of what we're going to do?
You know, I recommend a book to everybody. It's called Why Some Churches Are Blessed, written by Dan Betzer out of Fort Myers, Florida. It's on missions giving, and it shows clearer than anything I've ever read how God's heart. And of course, before the Lord comes, he says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. And so I quoted a scripture when Nathan and Ellie were with us, where David and his men were going to war and everybody couldn't go. Some of them were not in physical condition to go, and so they were left behind to mine the stuff. So when they came back with the spoils of war, some of his men that went with him said, well, they didn't go, so they don't get to share in the spoils. But David said, no, that's not who we are. We're going to share the spoils with those who went to battle and those who remained with the supplies. And so, as you said, everybody can't go. I can't go on this trip. I've been on some and plan to go on some more. But any time any of God's people sows into the mission field, that's good ground. And when we sow into good ground, we can expect a return of our own. And so it is an opportunity for any of God's people that hear this message, hear their heart. They are with a missions organization that I am just over the top about, Youth with a Mission. It's called YWAM. Radical missions group, young people. And so when I found out they were YWAMers, I'm all in. I want to go, you know. And I'm in my 70s, but I want to be a YWAMer. Because the first YWAMer I ever met was in her 80s. So it's Youth with a Mission, but it is, I mean, if you want to understand missions, world missions, go to YWAM's site and see what they're doing. And I just think that this is an opportunity for the Springfield community to come together and sow into one of our own that God is sending to another part of the world. And not only will we be a blessing to Nathan and Ellie going, but it will bless us, our church, our families in return as we sow into God's kingdom.
Well, Nathan and Ellie, thank you for joining us for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I think we did about a 40-minute phone conversation as I was driving in. That's one of the benefits of driving in from the Champaign-Urbana area, is I get to talk to some of the people. And so we had a good phone call where I got a little overview. You've been married just a little over 5 months, so it's exciting to have this new couple in the studio. And so by way of introduction, tell us something about Ellie, what you love about her, and how you came together.
Oh, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. It's an amazing way that we found out about this, and we're just happy to be here, being a part of what God's doing. So, yes, we've been married. We got married last year in October, October 7th.
It was Husbandry 101, remember that
date? Yeah. Write it on your hand. Yeah. No, yeah. I would say Husbandry 101 would be to find a good, understanding wife. Yeah. And so one thing I want to say is, a lot of times we have desires in our heart. Amen. And a lot of times we can't verbalize it. And our story, everyone has the desire for a love story. But when we met, we both were about as, I don't know if strung out is a good word, but we were both almost saying goodbye to a dream of having a love story like that. I was engaged before, broke it off in a bad way. She was engaged before, broken off in a bad way. And our hopes of having a Christian love story was about, that ship almost sailed. But when I met her, it was such a unique, friendly, familiar, loving presence. When I met her, I was actually dating another girl. So it wasn't like, oh, love at first sight or whatever. But I definitely knew her. I definitely noticed her. And, you know, I say, like, time is one of those holy things that only God can touch and use. So time did its thing. What isn't congruent, what doesn't work well together, will eventually fade away. And that's what happened. We weren't right for each other. And that relationship passed. And then I just became friends with Ellie. And out of that friendship, I was like, I've never met someone that is as deep as I am. In certain areas that I care a lot about. For instance, when she does something, it is done 100%. And that means with the right heart. So if she's going to clean an area, it's going to be done so that people feel welcome, so that God would be proud if he walked in. They would be so joyful to be there. I'm going to start bragging here, but she has her degree in biology. And so she understands things like weather patterns and ecosystems. And she understands the importance that if you mess and change one piece that God put in, it'll affect the whole puzzle. And so that attention to detail and attention to God's heart really captured my heart. And I said, you know, like looking back, it's always 2020, right, Mark? But I can look back and I can say, that is someone that I can entrust my heart to. And if she can value the things of the Lord and she can be trustworthy and faithful with what's in front of her, she can be faithful with my heart. And I think that can go with men and for women. Men are a little bit more boisterous, a little more forceful. But at the end of the day, we just want to be loved.
And you met on a missions trip?
So at that time, I was a missionary in Mexico. I had been for about 3 years.
No hablo inglés, señor.
Yeah. I was the gringo getting tacos, for sure. But, well, you may not know, but Ellie is from Mexico City. She's Latina. She's Mexican. And she's been on the mission field longer than I have. She's been around the mission field for about 5 years.
And so, because I know you're going to be traveling the country and fundraising and friend raising and raising awareness about your missions trips and seeing where God's going to take you in the coming days. So we're going to probably have you back in about another month when you return, because there's a lot to your story. And I know we only have about 8 or 10 minutes left, but Ellie, it seemed like you were looking for a godly man and God brought you two together. But let's talk about how he's called you for short-term missions opportunities and even maybe this longer-term missions position in Costa Rica.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a church. You know, I have my basic knowledge of God and Jesus and all those things, but I never thought I was going to be a missionary, you know? Missionaries always came to the church and shared their like crazy stories and like we've been in these places and like here. And I was always like, yeah, that's cool. Like have fun, you know? So I went to college, got my degree, start working, like start being independent, and I adopted a cat. So like, you know, my own like thing grow my life. But like there was a point in my life that I was like, this is not it. I cannot do this like for the rest of my life. And I remember like the first time that I ever asked God, what do you want from me? Because I felt like God was always there, you know, like I made bad decisions and I lived the consequences of it. And like I went through dark times, good times. But that time I asked God, what do you want from me? And like 2 months later, I went to this like missions program just to check it out, to see what was about. And that's when God like encountered me. I went deeper with him. He kind of like broke like the little house that we built over the years, you know, like it was kind of like that. Like he was like, we're gonna do this like from the ground. So he started like putting foundations in my life during those months. And then something like really amazing happened. So quick story, I had always a dream. So my first encounter with a missions camp or something like that, it was when I was 15. That was my quinceañera present, gift present. I didn't have a party. I have like that camp. And I always dreamt to go to Argentina. Like Argentina was like my dream country. Like you want to go somewhere? I want to go to Argentina. So during this like missions program, you do like 3 months of classes and kind of like basic foundations about who God is. And then you spend the next 2 months going on a mission trip. So surprise, my mission trip was in Argentina. And I was like, that's crazy. When they told me that I was going there, I was just sure crying because it was just like God kind of like reminding me, you know, like I've never forgotten about your dreams. And I went there and it was just beyond. Like I went to my dream country with amazing people. And on top of that, I was just like going to the parks to share about Jesus and to orphanage and like hugging the kids and just like having fun and just like going to churches. And it was just so good. And he provided like the crazy amount of like, I didn't have money in the bank to go, you know, but he provided like, it was so crazy. Yeah. So a little while after that, I was not still convinced to going on a mission full time. So I kind of like jumped back and forward through Mexico City and Mazatlan, which is the city that we actually met in the missionary base. and I did a Bible school, blah, 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 like more trips came. But then when God finally like told me like, you're going to do this full time, I was like, okay, but I have these fears, mm-hmm. you know, like this is a huge thing. Like this is a whole like life changing for me, but here I am. And just help me to work through this, because if we don't work through this, like, I'm not going to jump, like, you know, but he helped me, like, he held my hand, and he was like, you know what, like, I'm here with you, like, we're gonna jump together, and we're gonna go. So, yeah, I jump into the missions, I committed fully to go as a volunteer on that missionary base. And it was just like amazing. It's just been like a wild ride. And it doesn't mean like it's been easy, but I can see God working in a lot of things in my family, in myself. It's just been beautiful.
Yeah, that ministry adventure. Nathan, we're going to come back to you in our closing moments to give out some information for somebody that wants to financially support you. We have the greatest listeners as far as praying. And so I would ask for our listeners to keep praying up Nathan and Ellie in the days ahead as they seek God's leading. But I want to ask you, Bishop Franklin, Ellie shared a little about that God-shaped vacuum in her heart. She's kind of aware there's a God, but when it became more personal and intimate, and that listener today that is trying to find meaning in life and what's it all about and is there truly a God that loves me? So the person that maybe is feeling that God-shaped vacuum, it's not filled because they're trying to fill it with relationships or with titles or with education. What would you say to that person?
Just continue to ask God to reveal his will for their life. Mm-hmm. We can't make it happen, and sometimes we get in trouble. We want it so bad. Mm-hmm. We know it's supposed to be there, but just relax. God loves you. God knows what he wants for you, and he knows how to get you where he wants you to go. And I think Ellie's testimony shows that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our fears. We have our apprehensions. Lord knows I had mine. Well, still have mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what he wants me to do with my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's almost over. But just relax. Just love God. Mm-hmm. And as you love God, God will make it clear what his next step for you is.
Yeah, I think of that James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Some will say, come near to God and he'll come near to you. And listening, friend, if you're somebody that's maybe far from God or you were religious growing up, but you've turned your back and you feel like you can't ever come back to him because of sin or ways that you've botched up your life, draw near to him, give him the time of day, pursue him, and he'll reveal himself. He cares for you. He loves you. He created you. No one is outside of his reach. His redemptive plan is for all of us. So no matter what your failure or background issue may have been or may even be now, God is in the redeeming work. And because of what Jesus has done on your behalf, on my behalf, we can be reconciled to him.
Jesus said at one point, my time is not yet. And so a person may be wondering, you know, why isn't my life producing? Hmm. And it may just not be time yet. And so God does everything, and he calls everybody for such a time as he has purposed for them to manifest his love.
Well, Nathan, it seems like this is a unique time for you and Ellie as you're praying how God may lead in the days ahead. You're friend-raising and fundraising. You're able to share with different people how you feel led and where he's going to determine that you'll serve him. And so how could somebody not only pray for you in the days ahead for you and Ellie, but how can they financially support? Is there a website or a phone number?
Yeah, thank you very much. So I just want to say with friends like you guys, it's easy to focus on what we need to do, which is just share the love of God, because it really takes a family. We can't be the supporters. We can't be the people who work, the people who pray, the people who go. It really takes a family. And I think that speaks to the body of Christ. And so without everybody involved, no one part can actually function. So yeah, we would appreciate your prayers. We would appreciate your support. And we hope someday you guys would actually join us on the mission field. Like you said, we're going to be going down to Costa Rica to like a scouting trip. Mm-hmm. We're going to see, is this the place that God's been speaking to us? God's given us some things to look for in this season. And if it makes sense to us, if we feel the peace of God, that is where we're planning on permanently residing until he tells us otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's a very exciting trip. We hope to come back with news and more updates for you guys. If you like to give online, our support is processed through a church called Avalon Community Church. They're in Catalina Island, California. And if you go on to their website, Avalon Community Church, you can find their giving page. And if you go through the drop-down menus, click the missions giving, and then it'll say Nathan Everson. We would be extremely appreciative about your gift. If you like to give checks or send money in, my mother actually works as my forwarding agent here in the States, and she lives at 2541 Holmes Avenue. And so mail can be sent there. That's Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
And if you weren't able to write that down or couldn't, Avalon Community Church giving page, just call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. We'll have that information and we can get it to you.
And one thing I wanted to add is we are really here to build connection. We appreciate the gifts and offerings, but we would like to stay in contact with you. We would like to write you letters and build a relationship and see what's going on in your life, because missions isn't just one person going outside of the country. Missions could be going outside your front door and being present with what the Holy Spirit wants to do there. So we would love to continue this conversation with the listeners and really see what God is doing in and around the Springfield Midwest area.
And we're going to have you back after you return from Costa Rica and give some updates and see where you're at financially as you raise funds. And then if that is the calling, then there's a more significant amount of funds that you'll need to raise, monthly support, I think a couple $1,000 each and every month in the coming days. But we'll be praying for you. So listening friend, think of Nathan and Ellie. They're young, married. They're wanting to serve the Lord. They recently had sold everything basically and had come home to caretake for Nathan's dad, and he passed rather suddenly, and yet now they're seeking the next chapter in their lives. So be praying them up. And the role that you can have today, wherever you go, as you go, whether it's to work or to a job or the ministry that you're involved in, God wants to work in and through you. You're his ambassador to this world, and you can be Christ's effective disciple. Allow the Spirit to work in and through you and walk in step with his leading, and pray for those divine appointments when you wake up, when you think about it, over the lunch hour. God will use you as you're a willing servant, as Nathan and Ellie is. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in today and being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Bishop Jonathan Franklin, and Nathan and Ellie Everson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.